You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What's trending?
I might as well start with this one since it's the weirdest story I've seen today. Did you see the airbag jeans?
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about that. Tell us.
Somebody has invented what they call airbag jeans. They're little. So these were apparently created for people who like to ride motorcycles because you don't have a whole lot of protection. If you think about it, you don't have like airbags on motorcycles, really, like you do on automobiles. Or if they do, it's certainly not to the same extent. So they've come up with these jeans that have little CO2 cartridges embedded inside. And if you're involved in a crash, these will activate and they will act as like an airbag around your butt and legs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they've got full body airbag clothes as well.
Yeah, it's neat. It's seeing this stuff in action. You can do a quick Google search and see all the videos of them popping out. And it looks like you instantly gained, you know, like 100 pounds. It's like, boom, and you're walking around all fluffy, but it's supposed to save some lives.
Whatever we can do.
It's like those inflatable bike helmets. Have you seen those, too? If you go to take a tumble, the sensors in it react, and it goes, and a big airbag pops out of your helmet. And it saves your life, saves your brain.
Yeah.
Also very cool. Neat
stuff,
man.
I personally will not get on motorcycles. I have too much of a fear of those.
Yep.
But, I mean, hey, for people who are driving right now, keep your eyes open. Watch out for those two-wheelers, man.
That's right.
So, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Researchers at the University of Texas Southwestern have come up with a new hormone injection. The idea being they inject you with this stuff. It's called FGF21. That means fibroblast growth factor 21.
Duh, everybody knows that.
And what it'll do is it'll take this naturally occurring hormone that you've got that your liver produces, and it will double dose it so that you actually will sober up, they say, twice as quickly.
Oh, okay.
And the way they tested this is fantastic. They got a bunch of mice drunk.
I was reading that, and it's so funny because you just imagine all these little mice at like a little pub.
Stumbling around, drunk dialing.
Little green shirts on them.
They're drunk dialing their other mouse friends.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did is they did a test group, and some of the mice got this hormone injection, and they say those sobered up a lot faster.
Yeah.
How do you tell? Yeah, just blood test?
Probably, blood or test. They're just probably walking in a straight line, and they're not, you know, zigzagging, and they're not telling the other mice that they love them so much. I love you.
They say this could start out being used as an emergency treatment. Like they've got, you know, certain things that they can inject into people who are, you know, having OD symptoms and such. But this could be for people who have like alcohol poisoning. It could maybe save a life.
I had to take a friend to a hospital many years ago, probably 10, I mean, it was before Reed, so 12 years ago.
Which
or
friend?
So. Surratt. We had to take him to the hospital.
You did?
Yeah. After a night of a little too much fun, I've had to help that guy a couple times, actually. It was a different time. He's walking the straight line now, but...
He was a party animal.
He was a party animal, and there was one night we were like, this isn't good, and we took him to the hospital, and they had to, like, you know, let him sleep it off. That was a good...
Well, you're a good friend for doing
that. Yeah, yeah. He gave me a pretty fat Maggiano's gift card after that for... As a thank you. He's like, here, thank you so much for taking care of me.
So you immediately went to Maggiano's and got wine.
Yeah, we got wasted, yeah.
Life Hacker, there's people that always have funny, interesting little hacks on there. They have come up with things that you should remember to clean yourself when you check into a hotel room.
I guarantee you, I do all of this already.
Here.
I do it all.
You probably spray everything.
I'm the guy that packs a can of Lysol in my carry-on or whatever, my bag, and take it to the hotel room and spray everything down. Yep.
Ugh. We all know about the TV remote. That's old news.
Yeah.
But they're listing all the other things, too, like just the door handles, the light switches, the phone, the handle on the mini fridge, the toilet handle, the coffee maker.
I give that toilet hell, man. I spray that thing down so much. It's like glistening.
You're a neurotic wreck in a hotel room, I bet.
It's just the whole experience grosses me out.
It's funny.
And I've watched too many Dateline specials where they're like, you know, showing what they clean and they don't clean and they reuse the glasses. And
yes, but Dateline and other TV shows are in business to scare you. So they're always going to try to scare you.
Hidden cameras, man. Those hidden cameras get me.
There's also some hacks out. If your partner is having a lot of troubles with snoring and it's keeping you awake, the only reason I'm bringing this up, because you can do a Google search on this. There's a thousand ways. But the one that I'd never seen anybody talk about before, but a doctor once told me about, and I did for at least a year, and not because I snored, because I'm not a snorer, but I still had that weird, unusual type of sleep apnea that was made worse if I slept on my back. And the doctor told me the tennis ball trick. I think we talked about it on the show years ago, where you take a tennis ball, and it's in this story for snoring, too, that you take a tennis ball, you put it inside your T-shirt on the middle of your back of your T-shirt, twist it, right, and then put a rubber band around. So now you're just walking around, and you've got a little
looks like you have a boil on your back, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a boil.
A tumor.
But the idea is that if during your sleep you roll onto your back, it won't wake you up, but it will cause you to turn back onto your side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that for a while, and finally I just like, screw it, I'm moving. That's a better plan.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's going on. What else is trending?
I know everybody's phones pretty much will do this by themselves, but just a quick reminder that daylight saving time is this weekend. So Saturday night, make sure you set your clocks ahead 2 hours this year. That's the thing they're doing. So 2 hours this year.
they changed.
It's new, so I don't know. It's you got to read about it. Not a lot of people know, but this year it's 2 years ahead. Today is also National Meatball Day. Thank you very much. Speaking of Maggiano's, man, go in there and get the chopped salad with a meatball on the side. That's living.
I once hosted a thing at Maggiano's. It was the world's largest meatball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after they rolled it out, they sliced it into a million pieces or whatever, and everybody got a free little bowl of it. Mm-mm. I still have the T-shirt that I wear occasionally. It looks kind of ridiculous.
It's just got a giant meatball on it?
It's got a big giant meatball
on
it. It's
awesome. That's fantastic.
It's very classy. It's also
you
national,
should wear it out.
Yeah, it's also National Popcorn Lovers Day.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. It's also National Dishwasher Appreciation Day today. You got any lines for me with that, Dom?
Dishwasher appreciation. No, give me one.
I was trying to think of one, but something to the
Are
effect
they talking
of
about the person who washes dishes. That's
what
dishes
I was going to say. Something to the effect of. I think she's getting the kids ready for school right now.
Oh! Hey-o!
Hey-o! You guys are pigs. Tom Cruise cannot be the first person to shoot a movie in space. I think we talked about this. He was trying to get up to the space station or something to do it. I guess the Russians did it. The Russians
sure
beat
did.
Us to movies in space. They just released a trailer called The Challenge, a movie made on the ISS back in 2021. It's about a surgeon who has to perform heart surgery on a cosmonaut in orbit because he can't return to Earth for treatment. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, they had to go through all sorts of training and blah, blah, blah. So they got him up to the space station, and they shot a movie. Sorry, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is so pissed. He's like, he's going to punch somebody in the knee.
He's going to go run really fast somewhere. somebody in the knee. I get it, because he's short. Fast X, the latest Fast and the Furious movie that's going to be coming out. It's Fast X, you know, on the posters and everything. But they don't want you to pronounce it as Fast X. They want it to be pronounced as Fast 10.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a pun. They've been waiting 10 movies to do this, as in Fast 10, your seatbelts.
Oh!
It's coming out May
19th. This is the level of humor
they
coming
waited,
out of Hollywood.
They waited 10 movies to be able to pull this off. So it's Fast 10. Your seatbelts. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting the Oscars on Sunday. I'm sure I won't be tuned in. Here is his quote. He says, if somebody comes up on stage and slaps me, well, I'm going to size them up. And if I'm bigger than they are, I'm going to beat the crap out of them on television. And if The Rock comes up, I run. So he's just trying to make some funnies and make some bank off the whole slapping incident. It's already been a year since that happened.
Yeah, but you
good
know,
God,
aren't we all anxious for this weekend to come and go so that we can stop talking about the slap?
Yeah, let's move on from that, seriously.
My God. Yeah, I know they've got to milk it through this Sunday, through the actual ceremony, but then after that, maybe we can put it to rest.
I guess I am curious to see how many jokes are about the slap this year, because they're just going to try to, like I said, bank on this, you know. They'll try to poke fun at it. Here's something that's kind of funny I never thought about. If you're a big fan of The Office and you watched all 9 seasons, I think it was, the shows, the characters on the show essentially treat the camera as a character. They're always looking at the camera and making faces or talking to the camera. Well,
it's,
Steve Carell...
It's known as piercing the fourth wall.
That's right. So Steve Carell and Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsley were on a podcast. Those are all character or actors from The Office. And they all admitted that they basically never had a job where they didn't look into the camera at some point. So now when they're doing all these different new serious roles, they're having a problem because all the directors are like, stop looking at the camera. They did it for so long and for so many years, they're having trouble breaking the habit of looking at the camera when they're talking. And I've never thought about that. I was like, yeah, that's probably true. That's probably a hard thing to break. So that's kind of funny. What else is going on? A 50-year-old woman, an elementary teacher in Connecticut, has been arrested after allegedly placing several students in chokeholds during a martial arts demonstration. The school has said there was no reason at all for her to be doing any martial art moves in the classroom.
So it wasn't a class on martial arts. It was just like English class, and she
well, she said
it,
this story says it was a martial arts demonstration. But yeah, I don't know if it was just during history class or something.
Yeah.
Home ec. And apparently she was putting a bunch of kids in headlocks. Well, she's been relieved of her duties. Anything else I want to tell you? Nah, let's go zip down to clickbait. You probably should get to this before Facebook takes it down. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You've pretty much got to appreciate the dedication. Guests at a ski resort in Alaska posted a bunch of photos after somebody hiked up a 3,000-foot mountain and drew a giant pee-pee ding-ding in the snow. And giant as in basically the size of a football field. So you look up at this mountain, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. They possibly did it at night in the dark, so nobody would catch them. Anyway, the resort was not happy about it. They had to send a helicopter up, and people on skis dropped out of the helicopter and did their best to try to erase the giant pee-pee ding-ding.
And they made it worse, actually.
They made it a lot worse.
They made it worse.
But it's pretty darn funny. It's so childish, but so funny.
It's childish and funny, but I got to say, what I'm most impressed with is their sense of scale and proportion.
Yeah.
That, you know, in the dark, 3,000 feet up, they were able to get all of their lines.
Dare we say
perfectly.
Pull it off? Yeah.
Right.
So check it out.
Okay,
it's on, do it now. Thank you. Do it now, quick. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.